The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of men. When the magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, 'Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him.' Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod. And what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, 'Out of Egypt I called my son.' When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and his vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She would not be consoled, since they were no more." Después de que los magos partieron de Belén, y el ángel del Señor se le apareció en sueños a José y le dijo, "Levántate, toma el niño y a su madre y huye a Egipto. Quédate allá hasta que yo te avise, porque Herodes va a buscar al niño para matarlo." José se levantó y esa misma noche tomó el niño y su madre y partió para Egipto, donde permaneció hasta la muerte de Herodes. Así se cumplió lo que dijo el Señor por medio del profeta: "De Egipto llamé a mi hijo." Cuando Herodes se dio cuenta de que los magos lo habían engañado, se puso furioso y mandó matar en Belén y sus alrededores a todos los niños menores de 2 años, conforme a la fecha que los magos le habían indicado. Así se cumplieron las palabras del profeta Jeremías. En Ramah se ha escuchado un grito, se oyen llantos y lamentos, es Raquel que llora por sus hijos y no quiere que la consuelen, porque ya están muertos. Palabra del Señor. Fue en el año 72 que una mujer que tenía muchos hijos fue al doctor y le dijeron que estaba esperando bebé y tenía 42, 43 años. Y un doctor le enfrentó y dijo, "Señor, usted tiene 42 años, ya tiene muchos hijos, más que 40 años, ¿qué va a hacer con este bebé?" Y la mujer se puso muy fuerte y dijo, "Doctor, usted es católico." "Sí." "Qué vergüenza. Usted, un doctor católico, me va a avisar a mí de considerar lo que yo voy a hacer con este bebé." Entonces esta mujer regañó fuertemente al doctor. Esa mujer era 5 pies, 99 libras, y el doctor era mucho más alto, pero esa mujer levantó sus puños para pelear. 9 meses más tarde, 8 meses más tarde, le nació una niña hermosa, muy sana. Y ahorita esta niña está casada con 8 hijos, y su padrino es un sacerdote. El padrino soy yo. Y la mujer de mi mamá. ¿Ven? ¿Aquí hacen doctores? ¿No? Pero qué fortalece mi mamá, ¿no? Se puso a pelear con el doctor, regañándolo, y se fue y buscó otro doctor y nació. Ella nació más fácil que yo. Y yo nací con ella de 25, 26 años, ¿no? Porque tenía mucha práctica en tener bebés, ¿no? Digo este cuento porque hoy es el día de los santos inocentes. Es el día donde tenemos que defender al bebé. Y no decir, ya tengo 40 años, soy una mujer vieja. Sino si Dios da al bebé, Dios proveerá. Dios proveerá. Okay, in English I'm going to tell you a different story because some of you are bilingual and I don't want to bore you. Okay? In 1919, a woman recognized that she was pregnant. She had already lost a little girl whose name was Olga. She had a son who was about 7 years old. She lived very far away from her house, from her relatives, her parents. She had problems with her kidneys, riñones, and she was already in her 40s. The country where she lived was accustomed to having wars for hundreds of years and their country losing millions of their inhabitants. Even in this difficult situation, the woman, whose name was Amelia, said yes to having a child. And she had a wonderful little boy, whom she named in English Charles, in Spanish Carlos. The little boy was very gifted. He was a great athlete. He had a very keen intellect. He loved everyone, and everyone loved him. His mother died when he was about 8 years old. His brother died when he was about 15 years old. His father died when he was 20 years old. Spanish would say, pobrecito, 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 huh? In 1978, that little boy was 58 years old. In October, he was chosen to be John Paul II. John Paul II. What do you think about that story? All the odds were against him, but his mother said yes to life, and she brought forth, possibly the greatest man who lived in the last 500 years. All the odds were against this boy living through the Second World War and many other tragedies. So it's a question of faith. Today we celebrate the Holy Innocents, where Herod kills these little boys that are 2 years and younger. And there's a real parallel between Herod killing these little boys and abortion. There's a real parallel there. So I'm going to suggest 3 things that we can do. First and foremost is we have to pray. And the greatest prayer we can offer is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Because in the Mass, what do? We offer the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. We offer the blood of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So we're offering the blood of Christ in reparation for the innocent blood that is shed every time an abortion is carried out. So prayer. We don't pray enough. And I'm offering this Mass in reparation for all the abortions that have been carried out in the United States since Roe versus Wade, 1973, as well as in Mexico since 2008 has been almost 10 years in the city of Mexico. From that moment on, La Santa Muerte and all these ugly things have come to Mexico. So I'd like to offer in reparation for all the abortions that have been carried out in this country, Mexico, as well as the whole world, as well as prevention. Reparation and prevention. So past, present, and future. This Holy Mass. Another thing you can do is this. You're all going to meet someone in your life, some girl, maybe young, maybe old, that's pregnant and confused. And most likely she had three friends that said, abort. I'll take you to the clinic. You're too young. So three friends have probably already tried to convince her not to have the child. You have to be the voice of the child that cannot speak. Amen? You have to be the voice of the child that cannot speak. Because he can't speak for himself. But you have to be his voice. So many women decide to have abortion because they get bad advice when in the state of desolation. Bad advice, time of desolation, you are in danger. And you're not praying that well, you're heading for danger. So we have to speak out. Speak out for the child. And lastly, I think that all of us have to try to study the topic of abortion more. Study the topic. Become more and more aware of the reality of abortion. Study the history of the legalization of abortion. Study the different methods. Study where the clinics are that maybe you here in Long Beach or Lakewood, you can walk in front of the abortion clinics and pray your rosary. Very important. And I don't want to get into politics now because I'm not going to... But let's pray. Pray that the president-elect will, what? He will place Supreme Court justices that can give an amendment to abortion. We have to pray for that. That's what he's promised. Let's pray that he carries out his promise. I think that that would be one of the most beautiful things in this country if we could change Roe versus Wade, and make an amendment to make abortion illegal in this country. All things are possible. That's going to be my prayer in this Mass, that, who knows, that will become a reality so that this country, and face it, all the other countries, be it Kenya or Mexico, looks up to the United States as a big brother. Face it, that's the truth. Whether you like it or not, I've gone to other countries, they always look up Americans as a big brother. So we're called to give good example. Let's pray that this country will go back to its roots. Our founding fathers said, what? In the Constitution, every individual is endowed with inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So let's turn to Mary who said yes to life and ask Mary to pray for this country as well as the whole world, that we would respect life from the moment of conception until natural death. Amen.